The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis brings a braisa, Dorosh Tudus Ishraimi, Maro Chanani Mishol Vazaria Shem Moshu Atzam Abduchas Hashem LeKivshan Eish. Why was it that Chanani Mishol and Vazaria allowed themselves to be thrown into the Kivshan Eish and not bow down to the Tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow down to? The Gemara says, Nosu Kal V'Chayim Ba'atzam Mitzvardim. They made a Kal V'Chayim from the Tzfardim in Mitzrayim. Uma Tzfardim she'enim mitzvah kedushas Hashem. Madach Tzfardim, which are not mitzvah on the mitzvah of kedushas Hashem, but from deswegen al tkidus Hashem shemayim, they threw themselves into the hot ovens to make a kiddush Hashem. So us, for we're mechuyev on the mitzvah of kedushas Hashem, so al achas kama v'kama, we should allow ourselves to be thrown into a kivshon ha'esh al kiddush Hashem. Taisus asks that l'chayra, what a Chananya Mishael v'Azaria need a kal v'chayim for? The tzelem kipshutei was an avodah zarah. We all know the halacha is that if a person is put into a situation where either he bows to avodah zarah or a guy kills him, the halacha is he's mechuyev to go ahead and to be meisa nefesh. So if it's often a halacha that a person is mechuyev to go ahead and be meisa nefesh, not to be eved avodah zarah, so why did Chananya Mishael v'Azaria have to make a kal v'chomer to learn from the tzfardim that they should go ahead and be meisa nefesh? So Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terutz Tosfos says is that of an emes, it wasn't an avodah zarah. This tzelem was a tzelem which was l'kfoid atzmai. It was kfoid malchus. Al pi halacha, it was a tzelem which was mutter to bow down to, because it was like one was bowing down to the melech. But as the Rishonim point out, the Shita in Ksubis, the Mukiyos in Sanhedrin, people thought it was an avodah zarah, and therefore, if people would see Gedolei Olam like Chananya Mishael v'Azaria bow to the tzelem, which was mutter al pi halacha to bow to, there could come out from such a thing a chil Hashem. People would think that one can bow to avodah zarah. The Chananya Mishael v'Azaria are bowing to avodah zarah. So therefore, it wasn't usher to bow, but it was a kiddush Hashem not to bow. So memela Chananya Mishael v'Azaria learned a kal v'chayim from the tzfardim that it's appropriate for a person to go ahead and to be mekadesh Hashem shemayim, even though this particular tzelem was not a tzelem which one was mechuyev al pi halacha to be meisa nefesh, not to bow down to. The second teretz in Tosfos is similar, that really Itaka was an avodah zarah. However, Chananya Mishael v'Azaria had the opportunity to run away, to be bereach, and they were not bereach based on the kal v'chomer from the tzardim in order to go ahead and to make a kiddush Shem Shemayim. The mashmois of Tosfos would be that even in a place where a person is not mechuyev to go ahead and be mekadesh Shem Shemayim, but one is still allowed to be meisa nefesh al kiddush Hashem, and if he does that, he's not considered to be a ma'abed atzmo das. It's not like he's committing suicide, but rather the act that he is doing is considered to be a gevaldige kiddush Hashem. And that is the shita of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah also. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chazayin on his base, he brings down also, if a person wants to be machmer on themselves, even by other mitzvahs, they're allowed to. He brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra was by a guy, and the guy told him, Achil nevela ve'iloike tilnalach, eat nevela, and if you don't, I will kill you. Amaleis, he said to him, Ibois lemikteli katel. If you want to kill me, you can. The guy was being mechavin over there. Lahaviray al hadas. The guy wanted to go ahead and make a point. He wanted to be over, to be mavir him on Averis, just for the sake of being mavir him on Avera. And you find that Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra told the guy that if you want, you can kill me. The guy in Shulchan Aruch brings a medrash, which the medrash says, the brings a pasuk, Mahamakos Eila Ben Yodecha. What are these makos between your arms? Asher hikisi beis mahavai. So Chazal darshin hamakos ha'ele. These makos which are received from the goyim gormuli le'ohev lo'avi shebashemayim. They cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should love me. And the Midrash goes on to say, Malach ha'yotzei li'sokel. Why are you going to get killed? Why are the goyim killing you? Al she'shamarti es ha'shabbos. Because I kept Shabbos. The goyim are killing me because I kept Shabbos. Malucha yotzei li'sorech. Why are you being burnt at the stake? Al she'achalti es ha'matzah. Because I ate matzah, that's why the goyim are killing me. Malucha yotzei l'horeg. Why are you being killed? Al she'malti es b'ni. Now, this medrash is talking about mesiras nefesh for a mitzvah saseh. Chalti es ha'matzah. Shemalti es b'ni, which both of them are mitzvah saseis. By a mitzvah sasei, the Rishayim bring a raya from Elisha Baal Kanafayim. The Gemara tells us a story in Shabbos that it was a shas hashmad against wearing tefillin, and Elisha took off the tefillin that he was wearing when he saw the guy running after him. And the Rishayim on the dayak from over there that when it comes to a mitzvah sasei, there is no chiyuv mesiras nefesh, even in Ashas Hashmat. Even though the Gemara tells us that in Ashas Hashmat, a person is mechuyav to be mes nefesh, even at Arkaza de Masani, even on the color of the shoelaces, even on Klei Nezachin, a person is mechuyav to go ahead and be mes nefesh. However, that's dafka to go ahead and to do something, k'neged the Torah. However, or k'neged minig Yisrael, k'neged tznius. However, to not do something, in bittul mitzvah say, even in a shas hashmad, there is no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. So, what's the pshat of this medrash? That the medrash says that they were mesiras nefesh for achilas matzah, or for milas haben. The teretz is that a person is allowed to go ahead and be mesiras nefesh in a kiddush Shem Shemayim. And, l'chayr, we have to add a little bit of a k'nech. And that is that really all those cases were the Shas Hashmat. It was Lahaviri al Hadas. This Tselem, which Nebuchadnezzar put up, was a Tselem of Hanas Atzmai. B'derech Klal, the whole Rishus of being Meisei Nefesh, when one is not Mechuyiv, is Dafka in a case where the guy is trying Lahaviri al Hadas. The guy is fighting with Yiddishkeit, rather than in a case of Hanas Atzmai. That's the Mamash Loshon of Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says in Siman Kufin Zayin, "Vim Yirto Hachmar Al Atzmai Vil Harig." If a person wants to be Machmar himself to be killed by other things besides the Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shichas Dom, where he's Mechuyev, Rishai, he's allowed to Im Ha'Oyve Keichovim Mechavim Avir Aldas. If the guy's intent is to be Mavrim Aldas, when it's being done Lahanoas Atzmai, there is no heter to go ahead and to be Meisei Nefesh. Well, l'chayr, the pshat is, because when it is l'hanoas atzmai, when the guy is just trying to have hanoas atzmai, there is not such a kiddushim shemayim in allowing oneself to be killed. Because the guy is not following up with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the guy is just a Baal Taiva. Masha'en came over here, even though Nebuchadnezzar was being mechavel l'hanoas atzmai, but since people would learn up that Avodah Zarah is mutter, and it was shayach to make a kiddush Shem Shemayim, even lahanoas atzmai, the ikar is that it should be a true kiddush Shem Shemayim. And in the case of true kiddush Shem Shemayim, one is allowed to be meisei nefesh, even in a case where he is not mechuyav al pi halacha. That is the shita of Tosfos in Psachim L'chaira. It's clearly the Shita of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and that is the way the Mechaber paskins in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. The Shita of HaRambam is that one is not allowed to be Meisa Nefesh in a case where there is no Chiyav Al Pi Halacha. And the Nemukah Yosef also learns like the Rav in Sanhedrin. And the Nemukah Yosef asks both from our Gemara and from the Medrash that we mentioned. And the Nemukah Yosef says that there is an exception to the rule. That even though Bederech Klal, even though when a person is Meisa Nefesh, what he's not supposed to, he is Mischayev Nafshay, it's like he committed suicide. Aval imhu Adam Godel v'chosid Yorei Shemayim. If a person is an Adam Godel, a chosid and a Yorei Shemayim, v'roya, and he sees, sha'adur porutz bekach, that the dur is porutz, rishay l'kadish Hashem, v'limsar atzmai alfilu al mitzvah katakala. He's allowed to. This is the exception to the rule, even though generally speaking, it's wrong, the Rambam holds, and the Mukhayesim holds, for a person to be Meisa Nefesh where he's not Mukhayef. However, there is an exception. In Odom Godel Choser and Yorei Shemayim, in a case where the door needs it, is allowed to go ahead and be Mekadesh Eim Shemayim Velimser Atzmai Alfilu Al Mitzvah Kala. Kidei Sheyiru Ha'om, that people should see, the Yilamdu Liyiru Es Hashem Ula Ohavoy B'chol Libam. That people should learn to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to love Him with an entire heart. What's the raya for this, you say? V'hainu da'arminan. And that's what the Gemara says in Psalm after the Gemara on the base. V'aroh Chanani Mishol V'azariah Shepilu Es Atzmo B'kiv Shem Eish. Why did Chanani Mishol V'azariah let themselves be thrown into the Kiv Shem Eish? V'loi Hishtachavu L'tzelem. Zot Nemuk Yosef. It wasn't a Avodah Zarah. It was an Endarat Yishol Malachim, a statue of the king, L'kavod Ba'alma. But since most of Klal Yisrael was Tayyah, and they thought of Avodah Zarah, it was a Kiddush Eim Shemayim, what they did. He brings out a Medrash, and the Mugyezah comes out that when the Shah is Shricha L'kach, when it's Adam Godol Yorei Shemayim feels that this is necessary for the Dor to be Mekadesh Eish Shemayim, it is Mutter. So we're holding so far on Machlekes. Tosfos holds that when a person is not Mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh, he is allowed to be Meisa Nefesh, provided the Goy is Mechav L'Avirei Al Hadas, or we're saying in such a case, even L'Anos Asman, where a tremendous Kiddush Eish Shemayim come out. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam holds, that one is only allowed to be Meisa Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem when he's Mechuyev to Alpi Halacha. In any other situation, he would be a Me'avid Asmel Adas, he'd be Mischayev Benafshay, it would be if he committed suicide. But then in a situation where they were talking about an Adam Choshev and the Dor needs it, it is Mutter. La Halacha, the Mechaber Paskins, that one is, it is Mutter for a person to go ahead and be Meiser Nefesh Al Kiddush Shemayim, even though, even in a case where he's not Mechuyev. The Shach brings a Bach, which passes like the Rambam that it's Aser. And the Shach brings a Trumas Adeshen, which says something very fascinating. It says as follows, Bashkofa Rishayna, if you have a Mechleks Rishaynim, whether it's Mutter to be Meisinef Shanat, you would say, Sofet Nefashas Lahakal, that we're always Machmer B'Koch Nefesh. So therefore, one should be Machmer and not be Meisa Nefesh. We should pask it for him that it's also for him Meisa Nefesh. But Zok Teshach M'Sheh Drumas Hadeshen, that that's Dafka all over. However, when we deal with the Shaila and Hilchus Kiddush Hashem, where Kiddush Hashem, we find that the Torah was not Makbid on the Nefashas of Klal Yisrael, it's a Inyan, where we find that the Inyan of Kiddush Hashem is stronger than Sofik Nefashos, or even Valei Nefashos. So therefore, when we're coming to the Machriya, Ashayla, and Kiddush Hashem, we cannot use the regular clout of Sofik Nefashos L'Hakol, and therefore the Shach Paskins, that HaKelothi Inyan Ukshiroin Arukavanosai Meirinoi, that a Bezdin, a Rav, can Paskin to a person like Shitas HaTosfos, and the klal of Sofik Nefashos L'Hakol does not apply in this case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.